Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and in today's program, we are taking a look at the new all-age comic books for the week of May 25th, 2016, in case you're time-warping this. We've broken things down into three categories: humor, action, and superhero. In humor books, there are the Disney Princesses. DreamWorks Shrek has a brand new comic book out that's ironically out on Joe Books, which produces another great book that we'll talk about in a moment. Pink Panther and Simpsons Illustrated are four of the books there in the humor category. Action has Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, a popular card game with a very good comic book, and a trade paperback version of stories based on a movie that's 30 years old that's still very cool. Superhero, you got Action Lab Dog of Wonder. You will love this book. A trade paperback with Teen Titans. There are two books with an unbeatable Squirrel Girl that, despite its rating, are great for any age. And the all-ages Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. This is the all-ages book that is all of this and more this week in all-age comic books. The music you're listening to in the background is from D. Smiles. You can find all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. And we've broken up the comics this week into three categories. We're kicking things off with humor, starting with Disney Princess. In this week, issue number 4 comes out from Disney Princess, from Joe Books. Now, Joe Books, they do a handful of titles from various source materials. Some Disney, some Nickelodeon, and some DreamWorks. Disney, obviously, Princess, very girl-centric. This is a title that's going to have stories from Ariel, Belle, Rapunzel, Tatiana, Tiana, Cinderella, Aurora, and a couple others. And I let the cat out of the bag then. I'm not really up on my Disney princesses. I am not. However, this title is going to appeal much more to girls than boys. I just state the obvious. You're thinking, but girls are going to want to read this, yeah? And some boys may want to read it, and that's cool. However, just based on the title Disney Princess, and it's all girl princesses from Disney, mainly girls are going to dig this title, and that's cool. It's listed under humor here. It's kind of odd because there's going to be some action in it, especially with Mulan. And, oh my goodness, I forget who was the red-headed princess who was the archer. I forget her name, but I saw that movie and I liked that movie because it was so kind of weird and non-traditional. So there's going to be some action in Disney Princess, but it's mainly going to be humor-based. So check that out. Great for any age girl or any person. Disney Princess number 4 comes out. Also from Joe Books, this is what I was talking about. DreamWorks Shrek number 1 comes out this week. Haven't seen this yet. However, Joe Books does such a good job on another DreamWorks title, Madagascar, that I have no reason to think otherwise that DreamWorks Shrek is going to be really funny and very entertaining. It's a thick book. Thicker than what you think a $3 comic would be. And there's another bonus. It's only $2.99 retail. That is DreamWorks Shrek number 1 from Joe Books. Only $3. What a deal. Simpsons Illustrated. Now, this is a great comic, and I know every week you say something about Simpsons. However, Simpsons Illustrated is worth mentioning because it's $5. It's $4.99. However, it's a super thick comic book. It collects stories from Simpsons comics and puts them in Simpsons Illustrated that comes out quarterly. This is a fabulous kind of recap for fans of Simpsons, of the Simpsons comics, whatnot, but who may not get every issue of Simpsons comics or don't get the trade paperbacks. This is a fabulous recap because it features stories that have previously been printed in Simpsons comics in another comic. It sounds like they're poaching their audience, I know, and to an extent they are. However, this is just a recap. It's fun stuff, it really is. This has three thick, full-length stories in it. It's Simpsons Illustrated number 23. In this one, Bart meets a reclusive B-movie director whose movie collection is the envy of every hobbyist. The director announces a contest to give away the collection. To wit, every geek, nerd, and person in town will do anything to win. Hilarity ensues. There's also a story about Homer and Dr. Colossus, and another one about Bart and a school trip with Milhouse and Martin. It's fun stuff. It's characters you know you love, and it's for all ages. Literally anybody's going to love this, Simpsons Illustrated. Our favorite new humor all-age comic book this week, though, has got to be the Pink Panther. Pink Panther number one from American Mythology Productions comes out this week. We first got a look at this when the sampler came out for Free Comic Book Day. Again, skeptical. It's like, oh, yay. A character from the 60s. But it's hilarious because it's the same Pink Panther humor that you may or may not remember from back in the day. He doesn't talk. It's all pratfall. The art is great. It's kind of as surprising as Shaun the Sheep was. If you saw that movie, you expected nothing from it because the sheep, the main characters, can't talk. How entertaining could that be? However, that movie was our favorite all-age family movie last year. That's kind of like Pink Panther. This comic, or the snippet we saw from Free Comic Book Day, was fabulous. It really was. It's funny. You're going to love it. It features a brand new story from Pink Panther that encompasses most of the book, as well as a very short story, and I say very short meaning like a page or two, and another short story that have been previously produced or published back in the day. It's 28 pages. Oh, wow. We're looking forward to this. This is the Pink Panther number one. Check this out. I think any age, boys or girls, you're going to like this, and I'm going to get this for myself and maybe share it with our children. For superheroes this week in the all-age comic books, I wanted to take a quick little fireside chat about comic ratings. Now, most of the all-age comic books have a rating associated with them. It's going to vary from publisher to publisher. For example, Marvel has a series of great books that are not rated technically all ages, however, are good for any age. One of these comic books is Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, and this week, number 8 comes out. It's from Ryan North and Erica Henderson over at Marvel Comics, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. And this features, it's a very quirky tale, so some younger kids are not going to like it because it does require reading and a sense of sophisticated humor, and that could be where the T rating comes in. There's nothing bad about it violence-wise or language-wise. It's more the content. So, if you have a 9-year-old who has a more sophisticated sense of humor and can understand and grasp the absurdity about a girl with a squirrel tail who has superpowers but also has to go to school and date boys, then they're going to like this. It's absurd, it's surreal, but it's not really for teens and up. So don't, you can bypass the rating on this one for Marvel. And if you have a 9-year-old who likes to read it, maybe something absurd, funny, dry, maybe they like Monty Python, yeah, they may like Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Number 8 comes out. An example of the absurdity is this. Issue number 8 is entitled, I Kissed a Squirrel and I Liked It. There you go. Gets you kind of an idea. She also has a trade paperback coming out this week that compiles, it's at Volume 3 actually, Trade Paperback Volume 3, and it compiles some of the earlier issues from the series, issues 1 through 6 from Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, as well as Howard the Duck, number 6. There's a cross over there, it's a bonus. The Turtles have an issue coming out this week. This is the all-age OK version from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Amazing Adventures, from IDW. This is almost an exact replica, I guess, the way the series looks from the Nickelodeon show. It's the Frogs of War. Pink Floyd does not do the soundtrack here. However, if you have a child that likes action, or if you're looking for a nice turtle title without any real drama, and that may be just a more kid-friendly, this is it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures, number 10, comes out this week. The go-to title for some folks in the all-age comic book market is Teen Titans Go. For good reason, it's a great comic book based on a very cool cartoon, and this trade paperback collects issues 7 through 12 from Teen Titans Go. So you have 1, 2, 3, you have 6 issues for the graphic novel bundle price of only $13. it is a great deal. And this comic book is great for any kid, really. If they've seen the television show, they're going to like this. It's one of the most... It's not the most. No, that's a regular show I'm thinking of. But very popular, hugely popular, and very funny. It's Teen Titans Go! Heroes on Patrol. Rounding out the superheroes this week is a newer title that's softer and is going to be for any age reader because of its content. Action Lab Dog of Wonder. Kind of makes you smile, just the title alone. Action Lab Entertainment, they do some great stuff. This comic, it kind of mirrors Hero Cats, except this is the dog version of it. In this one, what do you call when your dog is unjustly imprisoned? Well, it's Action Lab. Action Lab is the dog. He's the mascot of the comic book company, Action Lab Entertainment. It's all age fun. It's just under $4 at $3.99. And if you're looking for a new fun title that has a lot of animals for your animal-loving child, check out Action Lab Dog of Wonder. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we are on Twitter quite a lot during the week. If you're ever on there and want to hang out and chat or see what we're posting about news-wise, it's at Daddy Mojo. Please, hop over to the Twitter. It's great fun. Back to the Future celebrates its 30th anniversary. Wow, that's it. And in conjunction with that, there was a new original graphic novel that came out. This is that graphic novel that's reprinted, except with a photo copy, and it's kind of a one-off because it's the Untold Tales and Alternate Timelines from Back to the Future. It's a trade paperback from IDW, and this is really, it's Back to the Future off the rails, as it were, because it's stuff that they never even touched on in the movie. They got the Jurassic area, forward, backwards, all sorts of things. It's the cinematic elements can't do, the comic book elements can do, and that is proof in this trade paperback from Back to the Future. It's for the fans, so if you like Back to the Future, the series or the movie, it's for you because it's $20 if you get it through TFAW and the links. It's only $16. However, having said that, Back to the Future, the monthly series, is one of the best all-age comics out there. It's worth taking a look at. This is the trade paperback, though. We touched on Marvel's ratings about 5 minutes ago, and this also falls in that category. We picked up last month's issue of this comic book, and it was great. It's awesome for any age, perfect for girls or boys. Lots of action, lots of great role models. It's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 7. Aside from having one of the coolest titles out there, it's a fabulous comic book for any age. It really is. And issue number 7 comes out this week from Amy Reeder and Tacha Bustos. It starts a new story arc. So if you're hesitant to jump into a monthly comic book because you're not sure where the story is, you don't want to jump on in here to issue 7 because a brand new story arc is starting out. How to describe the story? It's a girl and a dinosaur, obviously from the title. But there are also lots of villains, lots of wormholes for aliens and other animals to come through and make fun and stomp on things in the city. But rest assured, there's a T-Rex. It's New York City, and he's angry. It's really a great comic book. It's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Anybody can read this and be ridiculously entertained. If you play cards, you got a card-playing kid in your house, odds are they know Munchkin. And odds are they may want to jump over to this all-age comic book. Munchkin number 17 comes out this week from Boom Studios. In this one, Spike and Flower are in a dungeon crawl to see how many dungeons they can loot in a single night. And there are going to be lots of game parallels. If you're into the card game or if your child is into the card game, they're going to pick up on a lot of that innuendo, the card innuendo that's in the comic book. And having said that, if you like Munchkin the Card Game, lucky for you, the trade paperback Volume 2 comes out, which collects Munchkin 5-2-8, also this week from Boom Studio. This is the trade paperback, so it's a little more, $15, but you have all those 4 issues. Great fun for any age. If you like the card game, you'll be a little more into it from the get-go. Otherwise, it's nice fable slash fantasy story for you. And that's a really broad overview on some of the cool all-age comic books that come here to your local store every Wednesday. And this summer, there are really some cool things happening. Last week, we touched on them from DC. And stay tuned, because even though it's the summer, hey, summer reading, that's a plus, and we're going to highlight all of them here on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.